Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is astrologer Shelly Antin speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 20th of October, ending on Sunday, the 26th of October. By then, we'll be in the Scorpio energies, which start our Monday, actually, with the Mercury in Scorpio conjunction Mars in Scorpio, completing at 2:52 a.m., and this is something to be aware of. It will be coming in on Sunday. And I may have mentioned it to you before because we talked about the entry of these planets and Mercury into Scorpio and the aspects that it would make. And this is a really intense experience if you get into negative communication. Stay away from them. Sunday and into Monday morning, 2:52 a.m. Eastern Time, 11:52 p.m. Sunday in Pacific Time. This is something that would be said or action taken that would not be forgotten and will have repercussions you never know when because it's Scorpio, right? So be aware of that. Stay as peaceful, calm, and connected to your heart energy as you can. And this is also going to be the first thing up that's unusual is the new moon, and that's coming in 28 Libra on Tuesday morning at 8:25 a.m. So we're setting intentions for the Libra areas of relationship, of laws, of harmony, peace, or getting contracts that you want to sign or don't want to sign. But the relationships of contractual nature will show up. This is also for creatives, especially writers in the air sign here. And so it will be maybe a little bit of a low energy start to the week because of the dark sky at night and no moon in sight. I didn't mean to rhyme it. That's just the way it is, though. And so we will start moving out of that fourth quarter of releasing. As this happens, we'll start moving into the first quarter, waxing crescent lunar phase, where we start to look at the things we've decided we want, the intentions list, and we look at places where the seeds may be planted and thrive and do well. So this is going to be going on. And then we have the sun entering Scorpio on Wednesday at 11:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the moon is in Scorpio. The sun is in Scorpio. And guess what that moon's going to do right away? It's going to reconnect Mars and Mercury on the morning of Thursday, the 23rd, you know. First, it's conjunction Mars at 6:55 a.m., and then it goes to conjunction Mercury at 10:57 a.m. So that may be when the repercussion is, you know, or when you can actually get yourself in trouble again. A lot of intense and unconscious motivations and feelings when the moon is in Scorpio. The sun in Scorpio would be more of an authority that knows exactly what it's doing and exactly what secrets to have and what not to reveal. But the moon is instinctive, and it just is. It doesn't really take time to think about it. So those are the majors in the week. Another one on Wednesday before the sun. I have it circled and everything. And that is the retrograde of Neptune back into Pisces. So that is going to help in a way when I get to this chart that I want to just quickly talk about. The new moon chart set for Washington, D.C. has Scorpio rising and Mars and Mercury and Scorpio in the first house. So what's going to be for the United States in terms of government and things? This is going to be a big deal. And that the new moon in Libra is in the 12th house of secrets. And so these relationships, there may be a lot of stuff coming up. This is what I keep getting now. Things are going to be revealed that were not revealed, that the actions are going to be taken and legal things are going to come. Surprisingly, Uranus in Gemini. And there was a move that I just heard about, and I'm recording this on Saturday. So the governor, I believe it is, female governor of Arizona, is starting litigation against the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, because he's not seating the representative that's a female Democrat, and it's beyond the time. And there's really no excuse because he was seating people after, but they were Republicans after the shutdown. So litigation can actually remove him from his position. So we're looking at these tensions building, you know, these power plays being taken, and, you know, a surprise in a legal sense. So we have still got the grand trine in water element at the new moon, because we have Jupiter in Cancer at 24 Cancer. It's an aspect to the Mars conjunct Mercury at 20 degrees of Scorpio, and then 19 degrees of and 26 degrees of Pisces are Nessus and Saturn. And this is another thing. Saturn comes back to join this Nessus. It won't maybe get right to it, but it's, you know, the buck stops here. The karma comes. It's just, to me, this is a very interesting movement that's happening. And I also heard an Israeli intelligence person talk about something that I would rather you get from somewhere else. But that's another thing that connects manipulations and how somebody's being controlled by blackmail. And that's been pretty common lately. You know, it was an astrology did a talk for the Asheville Friends of Astrology Friday night on the chart of Alexander Hamilton and all the goings on between the founding fathers. And I kept noticing that it sounded just like everything that's going on now. Only I don't think there's going to be a duel, but who knows? Oh, no, stranger things have happened, right? And so we have this going on. And so I will speak to you about the new moon after I tell you that Neptune is going to retrograde back into Pisces also. And that's on Wednesday at 5:48 a.m. And then in the late evening, the sun will enter Scorpio also. So it's starting to churn. That'll be 11:51 p.m. And I'll tell you during the daily forecast what the moon's doing at that point. So all these little things must be kept in mind. And let's go to the chart. So again, the chart has this grand trine, and it did have a grand trine in air also, but that is not in place now because Venus is up to 9 degrees of Libra. And she actually is not an aspect now to Pluto and Uranus, but they're still trine. And Pluto is getting closer or something to Pallas Athena. And that's in the third house, which is also bringing up something in the media. Again, I mentioned with Pluto going direct that transformations will be revealed. That's exactly what I called it. And here we have this. Again, there are going to be certain things you may feel or think about, but other things are going to be surprising, I think, because of the Aquarian Uranian energy, which is a wild card energy, right? And we still have, for a little bit, the trine with those Aquarius to Gemini, and then as the new moon comes in, it's a 0 degree retrograde Neptune. So that's still a sextile for Aries, Neptune to both Pluto and the idea of inspired intuition and surprising information from Uranus in Gemini. So having the rising Mars, Mercury, the Scorpio ascendant in Washington, D.C., for us personally, we have to be aware. And as we go into a new moon, we also need to release things. And we're in that release quadrant of the last phase of the solar year. So this becomes a time. I was looking at the memories a lot. And believe it or not, Libra has a lot to do with memories. And they say Libra, it has a memory like an elephant, as we used to say. I don't know if they still say these things that I used to say. But, you know, it seems to me that what we're being asked to do now is to release a lot of memories. We're not there. It's not there anymore. It's hard to, like, really say, even though the memory is something I cherish, it really isn't happening now. So letting go so that you can move forward is what the message seems to be, that is about getting through the end of this number 9 year, which is about endings, and moving into the fresh new start of the number 1 year that is ahead of us. And so I think this new moon, we should be looking at both what we should remove from our lives in some way, whatever it might be. Vesta in Sagittarius is squaring the nodes, and of course the south node, Virgo, the north node, Pisces. And Vesta is the priestess, the keeper of the hearth, and also has a great deal of energy on the things that matter, in her opinion. So that energy is in square to the nodes, and the sign of Virgo has a lot to do with habits and ways of doing things. And then the Pisces North Node wants us to move into a more feeling, spiritual awareness attitude, less analyze, more vision. And so this Vesta in Sagittarius is showing at this point a real deep connection to what? A belief, religious belief, a cultural belief. So we may be needing to examine those as well and see if we can let them go with the habits and, you know, with the negative Pisces behaviors of escapism. You know, sometimes you look at the world these days and you say, look, I don't think I should know anymore. You know, it's like, it's too much. There's too much coming. And yes, there is. But it's really like holding it the way we usually hold it, if you're like me, it's upsetting. And if it's being held that way, we can't do anything about it. And that's the issue, is we think we can't do anything about it. But the truth is, holding the higher vibration is what's doing something about it. And the more people that add their energy into the higher vibration, acceptance and learning from and allowing a positive vision, the better we'll be able to get through this very unusual time. So even Venus in Libra is in a square to Pholus in Capricorn. And that is, you know, listening to your gut. Weigh and measure with Venus, but then listen to your gut. Don't stop yourself from that. And so, all right, that's my take on this 28 degrees Libra new moon. And of course, the house that it's in your birth chart, will probably be where some old is over and new will begin, which is sort of like, you know, not as intense of a change as an eclipse would bring, but it would be pretty powerful. So I think I can tell you about the Sun in Scorpio also. And the Sun in Scorpio is going to be in shedding light on the issues and affairs of the house in your chart that has Scorpio on the cusp. And it will also be bringing us that real energy that we're going to be feeling as we get into November, the mystical, as well as, you know, the occult was mystical as well many times. And so we can start feeling some of that as in the northern hemisphere. Anyway, the light is lessening and the days are shorter and we're being led into going down deep and inward, although we don't usually do that, because we have electric lights and we've got a social schedule. And in fact, we speed up usually around the holidays. But I think that's partially why people tend to get sick over the holidays, is because we're not really made to be that way in our animal self, which is the truth about us. So, you know, you'll see how you go through. But the Scorpio energy will also put an emphasis on transformation, thinking about the ancestors, because this is where we focus. And I think it's a good idea, perhaps this time, you know, we have so much energy, or lots of us do, I see, out there on the miasms or issues that we inherited and how they, you know, cause us to have different ideas or behaviors or limitations. But I think that it's important to know that they also have gifts for you. They've come in with gifts into your blood and bone. So take a look at your talents and gifts. And even if you don't know exactly which ancestor it came from, I mean, I really found out very recently why I was very good at putting my hands on people in my practice with Reiki and Jinshin Jutsu and also with body work. I had people say, wow, you know, what a difference. And I didn't know where that gift came from. I see writers in my background. I see, actually, as I'm an interfaith reverend and have spoken in spiritual circles and things, I had ancestors who were also spiritual representatives. And I come from some Welsh background and Irish. So one day I went, oh, the storyteller. I'm a storyteller. Sometimes I tell too long, but that's my Irish relatives. And then there's also with the Irish and the Welsh, particularly, the grandparents that were singers in vaudeville. I have a natural voice talent. So, you know, this is, it's like you can look and see, but it wasn't until I moved to the South, you know, where I said that my mother's grandfather on her paternal side was a lay preacher. I never knew what that meant. Somebody had once said, well, they sometimes went from church to church. They weren't in their own, which is something I've also done, speaking at different spiritual groups. But finally, somebody said to me, oh, he was laying on hands, healing. And there it was. A gift from a great-grandparent that I never knew. And it didn't go down to his son or his, you know, any of the children that were of my mother's generation. But it, a lot of it landed with me. And sometimes I think it's because I am the last of the line. And so you get a lot, maybe. I give you a lot. So think about that with the Scorpio moon. Because Scorpio is power, which can be used very positively and, of course, very negatively. And so this is a time when we can look at this and search for the positive. You know, who was it that gave me this talent, this gift? And give yourself the recognition of those talents and gifts, because we need to empower our personal power. And we can do it best during the time the sun is in the sign of power. The sun of the personal self-expression is in Scorpio. All right? So that's just something to think about. And the sun will be in Sagittarius by November 21st, and it's pretty much almost, if I want to say always, but if I do, then I'll find out that I'm wrong. The 21st is actually, I don't know, I think that we may have Thanksgiving holiday, probably on the 20th. So we're not in it yet. But we need that coming into the rest of the seasonal energies. We need that buoyant, optimistic, fun, jovial idea of Sagittarius. All right, so daily forecast. Monday, the moon in Libra is going to square Jupiter in Cancer. And it's going to be that the whole day, Monday, coming into it. Won't feel it right away, but the tendency will be to overdo. It comes in at 12:29 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday. And we can also see that Moon in Libra is in an air sign, like to deal with the mental level. You know, they may be wanting relationship and they may be wanting peace and harmony in the relationship, but tremendous emotion is not the way of Libra. I mean, that is imbalancing for the skin too much. Too much sentimentality with Jupiter and Cancer sometimes. Too much worry about emotional and material well-being. So there can be a discordant note on this. And again, there may be some excessive behavior to kind of calm down. And so don't make a deal while the moon is square Jupiter. It won't be as good as it looks. It's a square, and eventually it will be seen. Plus, we're coming right into, after that, 12:29 a.m., 8:25 a.m., it's the end of it, the new moon. We are not going to be building at that time, and there's no story left to tell. Because the moon tells the tale, you know. If you don't know, you know now. So the moon enters Scorpio at 11:42 a.m. on Tuesday. And so it goes towards a square to Scorpio's ruler, Pluto, now direct in Aquarius at 2:29 p.m. So here is a huge struggle, very difficult to get a settlement on this conflict. Who's the most powerful? Well, Pluto, probably. It's not really in a sign that is very supportive. Aquarius is the airy quality, the electric energy, but the moon is not in a strong place in Scorpio, because that's where the instinctive feelings are sometimes unknown. You know, it's we can't see ourselves kind of thing. So this is happening, and there's this conflict of who's going to be in charge, who has control over this or that. And it doesn't settle well. Meanwhile, we get the moon entering Pisces again. I'm sorry, Neptune entering Pisces again. And it will go back to 29 degrees. So direct on the 10th of December and re-enter Aries in January the 27th. And it will never go back again after that into Pisces. So we've had a shift that's kind of brought us into a more watery condition as it is. And then the sun will go into Scorpio, more water. There's a lot of water right now. And that, of course, is feelings. So there that is. But the moon in Scorpio, is going to take a long time to get to the aspect. And the aspect is bringing that conjunction to Mars on Thursday morning at 6:55 a.m., then the conjunction to Mercury at 10:57 a.m. And that's why I said that whatever happens at the conjunction or coming into the conjunction that completed early Monday morning is reactivated with a powerful emotional moon in Scorpio. And so there can be a lot going on that morning. Don't schedule talks, you know, or any kind of decision making. The only thing that could possibly be helpful is if you get just after the Mercury in Scorpio, get the moon in Scorpio trine Jupiter in Cancer until 1:19 p.m. that day, and you might get some feedback on the financial issues that may be involved. Now, in Scorpio, financial issues, you've heard me say all these things before, involve income tax, insurance, loans, and inheritance. So this is, these are areas. If you happen to be a person who's on Medicare or Social Security, you have issues about what you should be doing now. But if you have a regular, I'm hoping and praying that they'll realize that they cannot plunge people into doubling and tripling regular insurance premiums. Let us hope that's not what the Scorpio moon is bringing out, because I think if they're watching the crowds on the No Kings Day, I don't think even people who weren't at that one, because they don't support the agenda there, I think they're going to realize they can't do what's being asked of them. You know, it's really an amazing time. And we have to be aware that we have to go through this and just expect that things will, you know, if anything dies, something new will be born. And just feed that new will be born, and it will be good image. The moon trine Jupiter is helping us do that. The moon goes on to trine on Thursday, we are retrograde Saturn and Pisces until 4:38 p.m. So yes, we are looking at what can we do, what's the best thing to do. And Moon in Scorpio may have the information now, and it's helping Saturn with it. Also, the Moon will trine Neptune retrograde, and that won't come in until 12:14 a.m. on Friday. But that's also going to be a very, very strong time. If you want to do any inner work, if you want to do a reading for yourself, if you want to meditate or do some chanting or anything like that, Moon in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces, particularly retrograde, inner energy. So go for it. Friday, yes, 12:14 a.m., the completion of the Scorpio aspect transit. And that's 12:14, and 5 minutes later, the moon enters Sagittarius on Friday. So it will lighten up, but in the wee hours of the morning, 1:27 a.m., 3:08 a.m., we get the moon's opposition to Uranus and Gemini. So if you happen to be traveling, you know, any time of day or night, there could be sudden and surprising changes in the itineraries, but particularly the moon is in long journeys. And we know we're having all kinds of stuff with air travel now. So, 1:27 a.m. Friday. Also, just surprising information that you may be hearing from afar. The moon sextiles Pluto at 3:08 a.m. And that's trying to work out what we've been looking at, again, in terms of shifts and changes and transformations. The moon in Sagittarius will be interested, and so there's a sextile, there's an opportunity to learn something here. But I'll be asleep, I hope, at 3:08 a.m. on Friday morning in the Eastern Daylight Time. But the sun is coming into the challenge mode with the sun in Scorpio's first aspect, square Pluto in Aquarius, 9:25 a.m. So now the sun is really also not at its strength points,
when it's deep and interior, moving in secretive ways, you know, the sun is usually out there. So there is this challenge. It's not a morning to speak to authorities. It's not a morning to break any laws. It's a morning to just be aware of conflict that cannot be resolved and stay out of it. Mercury is going to trine Jupiter, and that's at 11:08 a.m. So here there may be some conversation or news that gives some supportive or optimistic energy into that day. But the moon is going towards an aspect that doesn't complete until Saturday morning at 5:17 a.m. But this is the aspect, this is a tale that the moon will tell for Friday and Friday evening also. And that is a sextile to Venus in Libra. So if you wanted to schedule a lunch, a dinner, even a party if you wanted to, that evening, or just a, you know, a nice romantic evening because Venus is in Libra, that is a great time. Things will be smooth and easy and fun. Saturday is going to look okay because it's going to take a very long time for the moon to get to the 5:01 a.m. aspect on Sunday. So Saturday the 25th, you can kind of coast on some of this nice, pleasant, fun energy. And Mercury is trining Saturn until 5:17 p.m., so we can probably, you know, structure things and make them work a little bit better. But the aspect that's coming at 5:01 a.m. is Sag Moon square Saturn and Pisces, 5:01 a.m. That's another problem with long distance travel or being able to get where you need to go. This is maybe weather related. Saturn, colder energies with water. Maybe there's like a lot of rain or there is snow. There's some snow in the higher elevations already we've been seeing. And up north also. But the one thing I would say to be careful with is that the next aspect is now Moon and Sag back to its old square to Neptune in Pisces. We thought we were finished with that, but no. And that's 12:42 p.m. on Sunday. If it seems too good to be true, it is. If they're pushing it too hard, it's probably not right. And be careful of, you know, where you are. You may be going to a church or a spiritual group of some sort. You may be going out to lunch and stuff. Whatever you do to keep yourself from getting sick, do it. And then the moon will be void, of course, after that 12:42 p.m. And it will enter Capricorn at 12:53 p.m. and move to a nice structured experience here until 8:35 p.m. when the completion of the moon's sextile to the sun in Scorpio comes in. Yes, that is going to feel grounding. And we will need it after the week we just had. And in the waxing first quarter, things are building. And the next aspect for Capricorn Moon does not come until 12:11 a.m. on Tuesday, which will be the square to Venus. So again, you're coasting for a while on that useful opportunity, the helpful opportunity of the moon's sextile to the sun in Scorpio for at least a while and a bit into Monday. So that's it for that week, and Mercury will enter Sagittarius the following week, so we'll talk about that. That happens on Wednesday. So we have had another planet go into Scorpio, but now one will pop out and get into the fire of Sagittarius. Let me see. I know for like the United States, daylight savings time will end that week. That is next week. But I think the shift of Mercury looks like the only thing out of the ordinary. And we will be able to have a shorter podcast here. And we will be waxing in light and going into the second quarter phase. And that full moon that's going to now be in the Taurus-Scorpio polarity will come in with the moon in Taurus in November, on the 5th of November. Election Day was the day before, and that's the elections of other kinds of things, not presidents and stuff. But it's not quite the midterm elections. I think they're supposedly in 2026, but there are elections taking place. So there you have it. Keep it in mind or listen again. And I'll say goodbye for now.